Hello, and welcome to Media News Podcasts. Media News aims to be an authentic voice, bringing you real, truthful stories from the Middle East, with a particular focus on the Kurdish question that is often ignored, self-censored, or suppressed in the mainstream media platforms. February the 15th, 2022 marked 23 years since the abduction and imprisonment of the Kurdish political leader Abdullah Öcalan. Every year since his incarceration, a peace delegation has visited Turkey to demand access to Abdullah Öcalan on his island prison of İmralı. This year, the largest international peace delegation to date, organized by the International Initiative Freedom for Öcalan, Peace in Kurdistan, British trade unions, and Peace in Kurdistan, has just yesterday completed a two-day virtual fact-finding mission in Turkey, assessing the ongoing 23-year aggravated solitary confinement of Abdullah Öcalan, the recognized leader of the Kurdish people. The delegation met with political representatives, human rights organizations, women's organizations, prisoners' associations and their families, and lawyers, including lawyers of the Asrin Law Office, who are the law firm representing Abdullah Öcalan, with whom contact has been denied in breach of international law. So I'm very happy today to be joined and honored to be joined by Claire Baker, who is the international officer for one of the largest British trade unions, Unite, and one of the key organizers of the Freedom for Öcalan campaign in the UK trade unions, and one of the participants of this year's İmralı delegation, which had a high representation of UK trade union officials. Hi, Claire. Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Good morning.
Welcome to Media News. And thank you so much for joining us right after the completion of the İmralı delegation's work of the last 2 days. Perhaps we can begin by asking you if you could just give us a little bit of background about the Freedom for Öcalan campaign and the history of the İmralı delegations.
Okay, yes, of course. Well, the Freedom for Öcalan campaign, the trade union campaign in the UK, was started in 2016 as a result, really, of us seeing on the news the situation facing the Kurdish people in Kobani at the time when they were fighting back against ISIS, and the Turkish state were preventing Kurdish people crossing the border in order to help them. And this act, this heinous act by the Turkish state, made all people of the left disgusted and realised just where the Turkish state's allegiance lied. And obviously, there's been solidarity in the past with the Kurdish people, but hadn't really consolidated into anything. So following Kobani, we put together the trade union campaign, which was launched in 2016 in the UK Parliament. And that started with Unite and GMB, two big trade unions in the UK. And we've grown since then to around 17 trade unions and the trade union law firm Thompson's. So it's been a short period of time. It's quite a new campaign for UK trade unions. So we're quite proud of the fact that we've grown so big in such a short space of time. We've done some big actions that have meant a lot. And I got the message out there about who Öcalan is and what the situation is facing the Kurds. Done big actions at the TUC, which is our Trade Union Confederation Conference. We've been international themes of the big festivals, working class festivals in the UK, the Durham Miners and the Tolpuddle Festival, Martyrs Festival. So, it's new, it's got a long way to go, but we're proud of the work that we've done. We're getting other trade unions from around the world involved as well. So it's all about pushing that message to free Öcalan and to free the Kurdish people more and more into the trade union world. In regards to İmralı, well, we've been very much involved since the campaign started, but obviously that had been going on for years before we started as well. But we try to send quite high profile people on it because it's extremely important that the world sees what's happening in İmralı. It's extremely important that the trade union movement, that the the people in the trade union movement, general secretaries, presidents of trade unions, are engaged in this and are going and trying to get to see Öcalan and can see the issues that are facing anybody to try and see Öcalan. So since we've been a campaign, we've been very much involved with the international initiative on the Emirali delegation.
So how, so over the last couple of days, how has your own experience been over the last 2 days of this year's virtual, because it had to be held virtually yeah. this year, I believe, the virtual Emirali delegation? I know that you're going to be producing a full report later, but what have been the delegation's general findings and feelings?
I think anger. Some of the, you know, I went on last year's one as well, which again was virtual. You know, I felt those feelings when I've you know, did it last year. Some of the people that did it for the first time this year were just utterly shocked at the situation that's facing Kurdish people in general in Turkey, but especially the political prisoners and obviously of Öcalan. So it put fire in people's bellies in order to do more, which is good. But, you know, that feeling of just disgust at the international community for not making Turkey uphold international law. That's kind of the general theme that it's that people have felt. We had one of the speakers who met with us, who is facing trial on the 22nd of this month on, you know, the usual, which Turkey does, which is trumped up charges on terrorism, which is just the go-to thing that they put against people. Yeah. But, you know, it's the bravery of people like that to still feel that they come on and they speak to us. It humbles us to meet with those people because they are going through so much and yet they still fight on and they still put their case to, you know, the international community, to this Emirali delegation. So, you know, it was a sense of to be honoured to meet with these people and amazed that this man was actually even able to come and speak to us when he's got so much ahead of him and so much fear of what could come in the future for him. So, yeah, a mixture of anger, disbelief that this is going on, and a need to like do something about this further.
And what sort of people and organizations did the delegation meet with? Did they, for example, HDP and lawyers and
met a variety of political parties from the left, the women's organizations, human rights organizations, the lawyers of obviously the Aswin lawyers themselves, but also the Free Lawyers Associations and the associations to do with prisoners' families as well. So a good wide range of people that are working to raise this issue in Turkey and beyond.
Okay. And I attended an online meeting on the 15th of February, marking the 23rd year of Öcalan's imprisonment. And I was really inspired by the impressive list of speakers who were attending, both from the UK trade unions and international speakers. I was particularly struck and affected by one of the speakers, the UCU president, Vicky Blake, and some of the things that she said about being really just what you just articulated there, about being so shocked and even used the word ashamed. She said that, you know, when she finally realized the horrendous reality of the Turkish state's repressive policies towards the Kurdish people's struggle. And also that woman from South Africa who made the sort of the parallels with the struggle of black South Africans against the racist apartheid regime was really inspiring. How did you find that meeting?
I thought it was excellent. And as you say, all of the speakers were amazing. Vicky, to us in the campaign, that was brilliant to hear what she said, because she'd come on board after seeing our action that we had at the TUC and what we'd done at Durham. So she is like the embodiment of what we want to happen in the union movement in the UK, that people see that, look a little bit more into it and think, I must get more involved in this. And at being the president of a big, big trade union, for her to be that enthusiastic about getting involved was just brilliant for us. And, you know, it would be great for her to be able to go over to Rojava and to visit people there, you know, even teachers and stuff there. So, you know, she can see for herself how the society there is working. So, yeah, that was brilliant. And Fazela Mohammed from South Africa, who did those comparisons with Mandela, I know that they're there, those comparisons, but to hear it from somebody who was involved in that fight in the 80s, it just really brings home, you know, how these authoritarian states use the word terrorism to lock people up in isolation for years and years and years. Obviously, there's so many similarities with Mandela and Öcalan, so many of them, and their whole situation that's facing them. And then the diaspora of the people outside of Turkey, you know, the Kurdish people outside of Turkey, the same with South Africa. But the difference is that Mandela was able to see lawyers and Öcalan is not able to see lawyers. So, yeah, the speakers were amazing. And, you know, every time it's wonderful to see people coming in from Iraq, from Rojava, and talking about the experiences that are taking place there, and, you know, about the society that they're trying to build, which obviously always is very inspirational.
Claire, I think you've been one of the founding members. Certainly you've been there from the very beginning of the Freedom for Öcalan campaign. Obviously, when people all over the world began seeing your campaign, it was a tremendous motivation and inspiration to finally see that that there was being made some sort of headway, because there are so many challenges in building this campaign, aren't there? So just what's been your own personal experience of watching the campaign grow, and how do you see it gaining more support in the future?
Well, I mean, obviously it's one of pride to see it grow as it has. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, we give people some hope themselves, give the Kurdish people some hope that they're not alone in this fight, that, you know, the trade union movement is a huge civil society movement. It's the biggest in the world. If you can get it all on board, as we said, like with the Mandela stuff, you know, you can really make a difference. But it doesn't just happen overnight. You know, it's something that really, really needs to be built and worked on. And, you know, we can't just sit back and just let it happen. We have to work at this. And unfortunately, like you said before, it's not very much in the news. Öcalan is not somebody that the normal people see, hear about, yeah, even know who he is, recognize the name, anything like that. It's very much kept out of especially the British press, and anything that is in the British press is always, you know, it with negative connotations. So it's all, you know, as a campaign, we've got to overcome those as well, because people see the Middle East here, and we're not educated very well in the Middle East about the Middle East here. So they literally just see the horrific stuff that they want to hide away from and don't want anything to do with. So it is about an education program to it. These are the people that fought against ISIS. These are the people that hold the same values as you. Yeah, okay, the Turkish state have called him a terrorist, but we need to challenge that. We need to challenge the reasons behind why they do that, the reasons why there's thousands and thousands of people in Turkey, you know, in prison on terrorist charges. I mean, how can that be? So it's like, it is an education program that we need to keep working at. Getting the unions, national unions, on board is brilliant. It's great, but we need to get down to the grassroots. We need to get down to the working people to get on board, get behind this, and then, you know, push and push and push our elected officials, our MPs, you know, push people in Europe to actually start doing something about this and not sit back and worry that if they say anything against Turkey, that Turkey will open its borders, let the refugees out into Europe, which is basically what the situation is that's happening politically there. So with the campaign, I think it's amazing. I think it's great. I know that there's, you know, people have appreciated it and stuff, but I'm very, very aware that we've got a long, long way to go, and we can't sit back and, you know, just let it happen. We've got to keep pushing and pushing and pushing.
Claire, thank you so much for joining us today. If there's anything else, I know that you're going to be producing a report from the Imrali Initiative Delegation. And I think there's a press release out today about your general findings.
Yes.
But if there's anything else that you would just like to add in conclusion, just before we end the interview.
Well, really, just, you know, this obviously goes out to people who probably already believe and agree with everything that we've said. However, I just think that getting the message out about the Kurdish people, about that society in Rojava, that's one of the most amazing things that that I've ever seen and come across. To get out to people that aren't your usual people that would you'd normally talk to, I think that's the key to getting this through into society. So I would urge everybody to have those conversations with people in their workplace and stuff about what is happening over there, and the importance of the freedom for Erdogan for peace and security and equality and democracy in the region.
Claire Baker, International Officer for one of the largest trade unions in the UK, Unite, and one of the key organisers of the Freedom for Erdogan campaign and the UK trade unions. Thank you for everything that you do, and good luck with all your work in the future. I mean, Media News, the reason that we exist is to support people like you and to try and get the message out. So it's a real honour and a pleasure to have you on our podcast today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.